Shalom, and welcome to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. Yes, good afternoon, good evening. So when someone speaks from the lens of this is my story, this is my life, this is my adventure, the perspective is from skin garment, because skin separates us. It creates a sense of separation, not that we are separated. It creates a sense of separation because it's a border. When kittens are being born, there's no narration, it's just an expression of life. Kittens are appearing in time and space. But once there's a human appearing, the baby maybe cannot speak in the first hour, but there will be a voice of a narrator that will narrate the birth and what happened, and which day it happened, was it rainy, was it sunny, was it a night or a day? Which color was the room? How was the nurse, smiling or angry? And so, yes, and this is a narration. It just take a little unit, put a border, yes, around it and creates a story. And from this comes a lot of stress. Because it's not true. As Wu Wei said, yes, you remember we once mentioned his books? His name is Mr. Gray, but he wrote a few books under another name. And he says why people have problems in general, because most of their lives, or 90% of the time, they are thinking about something that does not exist. The body does not have its own existence. Life is being animated at the moment. But we think that we are in charge of this body, or we have to make certain decision to make it better tomorrow. As I heard from someone last week, he says for the new year, yes, he's wishing himself to do better sports. It's so funny. Yes, it is funny and also ridiculous. Because if on those little actions that are happening during the day, when we inhale, exhale, needing to drink water, how much of water, fruit, washing the hands, we don't have a decision about that. This is just mechanical. Needing to go to the toilet and all of this, do we have a committee, a government inside of us that says when someone is going to go to the service, to the bathroom? No, when there's a need, someone goes to the bathroom. How the heart is pulsating and the exchanges of oxygen, and how can we say this is my life? How can we say this is my story? This is only an illusion. It's being told and processed to us all the time. How? When there's a need to go, look at this. The bus is coming at a certain time. You look at the time schedule. Check, check, everything is ready. Okay, time. You do those actions, you out of the door, and just there's a walking. It just happens. Yes, there is accommodation with time and destination and so, but can you tell yourself that you inside make all those calculations of locking the door, leaving the elevator, walking, say hello to the cat, continue to walk, put a scarf because it's not... Can you tell yourself that you're doing it? It just happens. And this is a magic. I mean, it's basically magic. This is what gives life a sense of liveliness and also light, light feeling. Because if I am the maker of life, if I am a decision making, it becomes very heavy. What a heavy decision I have to make now, to choose vanilla over chocolate ice cream. Just an example. It becomes very heavy. But we are not deciding of how much oxygen to gulp in one... We don't. It just happens. All those exchanges inside. The wind comes, not just the human body, but around us, what is happening. No human planted the sun, the moon, the... Good afternoon, Abigail. No human did that. Putting the planet, how do you say, all those, how do you call them? Venus and Neptune. Did you see someone drag Venus in the morning, Neptune, Uranus, put them in their location? So how can someone say that he is in charge of his own life, that he makes decision, and he is to he will be considered as a winner when it's a good day, and he will be considered as a loser in a bad day? This is just nonsense. Good afternoon, Abigail. So happy to see you. All those things that the brain tells us 24/7, it's pure nonsense. Why? Because there's one common theme to all of this story. X is in the center. John, or Mary, or Margaret, and so on. How do we know it's nonsense? Because the narration always evolves around one figure. So it's nonsense. This figure does not have a life of its own. This figure cannot live if there's no moon and no sun and no gravity and no air and no fruit and no water and so on and so on. So how can we tell ourselves that we are separated entities? And today, of course, in social media, it's very clear everyone is his own institution. Not just that people arrive to this conclusion that they are separated entities, that it's already okay. Each one is institution. He tells everyone what to do, how to sleep, how to jump, how to make their bed sheets, how to cream their face, how to make rice, and so on. This is a great, great hallucination. I will tell you how it is in my country, how people make such and such sauce. We receive this something from whatever. It's just nonsense. Because it creates a sense of heaviness. Because it creates a sense of separation. Hey, we don't know how to make this food, so, oh, we have to learn, and we have to ask someone, some kind of authority. They know better, and I know less, and they are superior, and I'm inferior, and then we have two, and there's a world, and there's a me, and the world is always succeeding, and I'm all the time fucked. This is nonsense. So what makes everything light is that this story, this narration does not exist. And slowly, slowly, every day, even 1 second, 1 minute, it just drops. The story, anyways, it will return. Don't worry, it is mechanical. It will always tell you, this is your name. Nonsense, yes? But first of all, you're not your name. We are not our names. We are not identities. Each one, there is no birth. Around the birth, there is a narration and there is a name. And this is the, we were told that we were born, and we were told that there's a story around the birth and so, and we learn to believe in this. We learn to believe that we are of skin garments, and we're not. It's very simple. When we are skin garments, it becomes very heavy. Very, very heavy, because we are in charge. It's about the decisions that we make, right or wrong. It is very, very heavy. But we are not of skin garments. Once we understand that we are not of skin garments, it becomes light. Light is all, and also easy, not heavy. What makes it heavy is the sense of separation, that I am separated entity with this story, with those events that happens. This is what makes it heavy. Let's say, ask someone about his life. He will tell you his name and a few details and how. This is how he catches himself. But ask someone in a completely different continent about this one. He doesn't know his name. He does not exist. So where does the story exist? In his mind. Ask someone else about it. Just say another dude on the street. But I walk in the street. I am in charge of my life. My decisions are crucial. Really? What kind of decision do we make? We can't. It's programmed already. But the tendency is to believe that we are the skin garment, because the eyes are telling us. You look at your hands and there's definitions of palms and so on. There's an outline around the body, and the outline is the skin. So we learn to identify ourselves with, so to speak, what is happening inside of this roasted egg. And this life has a name and has a destiny. It's not true. A kitten does not live like this. Not a reed next to the lake or next to the river. Not a bird. Only human tell himself this story. And again, to himself. What is interesting is like when there's assembly of people, whether people are staying in one space, let's say sharing one space, and there's a conversation and words are being heard in the space. This is it. It's not a private story. We were reading in Heidegger's book, the language he was quoting, John, Yohanan, and there is a verse that says, in the beginning, in the beginning, can you say the verse from John, Yannes or Abigail? How does it go?
I think it says, in the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
The Word is God, yes? Or with God? How does it go? Let's see. Let's see. Because I read the German and the Hebrew, and it says with John 1. Let's see.
I guess it depends on the translation. Some translations in the beginning was, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
Yes. Basically, the Word is God. Law was with, but the Word is God. How can we say such a thing?
Most of the translation says the Word was God.
Was God?
Mm.
It should have been is, from truth. Word is God. Every time that there's a word appearing, meaning being heard here, is a revelation of the infinite in the finite. Is it clear?
Not quite.
Not quite. Let's see. Yes, say again. Every time that a word is being heard. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter in which language. Every time that a word is being heard, God, meaning infinite, is being revealed in finite. Is it clear or not? Infinite as infinite consciousness appears in time and space in words. The word is transparent. If someone will appear in a space, people say he is, let's say, in the room because they see a body, the skin and shape. Right? Or a bird.
Yep.
Yes, because there's a body. Yes, it creates shadow and so. But, and they will say it's a man, it's a bird, da, da, da. But every time a word is being heard, is a revelation, the appearance of a word is a revelation of the infinite in the finite, in space and time. When you say tree, the word tree. So there is appearance of the word tree. It's being heard. The infinite appears now in the room, in the space, as the word tree. It's one of his garments. The infinite has infinite garments. One of his infinite appearance is as a tree. So every time there's the words appearing, they are coming into revelation. They are coming from the hidden, from the infinite to the finite. And they have a body, they have a sound. When you hear a tree, you can comes also an image, but first let's go on hearing. There is appearance of a tree. Before you mentioned the word tree, there was no tree appearing. So infinite appears in the finite space and time by words. They say, let's say there's a beautiful description when next to Mount Sinai, they say that it is like sapphire, how do you say, beautiful
fire.
Gem.
How
do you say?
Sapphire.
Like a diamond? Diamond blue, yes? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So basically it's transparent or blue. the word is transparent. Nobody can say, if people are speaking now in the room or in coffee house, nobody say that the word or the words that are being heard, they have an entity, isn't that? You say, okay, there's a lady, there's a man, here's a jacket, here's her bag, this is umbrella, this is a coat, this is a table, there's a chair. Yes or no?
Yes.
But nobody will relate to the words that are being heard in the space. The words that are being heard in the space, they are revelation. They are revealing to us. What do they are revealing to us? Infinite dresses itself in the finite and appears here in words.
What happens when it's negative words? I think two sessions ago on the language, I think someone, I think maybe it was Fernando who asked, what about Lashon Hara?
Yes.
How does that, I mean, you try to explain, but I still don't get it. It's, so who is, when those words are spoken, what is appearing? It's not the infinite, definitely.
Bedtanning, like bedtanning. This is a narration. It separates. Yes.
But Lashon Hara would also be an appearance of words, right? But
yes, in a negative form.
But it's an appearance of word in a negative format, which is. Isn't it also the, you know, I mean, it can only come from one source, right?
Yes, it comes from one source, but the deliverance of the words, yes, they are coming through a certain, let's say, instrument. And at this moment, this is instrument will say words that are separating. Yes.
It's from the same source. So how does it become a revelation?
Because no one has the, how do you say, no one is in control. When there's a need to separate, it will come. Yes? There is no speaker here. There is no private speaker.
But someone has been nasty in that sense, you know, of creating separation, hate, creating strife, creating a lot of nonsense.
There is no private appearance here. Yes? If anger rises, or when anger rises, like angry words will appear with certain tones, but we will relate those words to the vehicle that they're coming from, but it's just an expression. Yes? There is no attribute here. There is a beautiful example in the Bible about Miriam. You remember the story, the happening?
Yeah, she spoke negatively about Moses.
Yes. So she was infected with leprosy.
Yeah, leprosy.
Lip. Yes, lip. Ra, like bad lips. Yes. Yes. But it comes from the source. Everything comes from the source. It cannot be otherwise. There aren't any two. So in this moment, it comes from Miriam. It's an expression.
Yeah, this is something that is difficult for my mind to grasp.
What?
It's like, the words, I guess it's from the same river, and yet it's from
Let's
the same river, and yet this, and yet, you know, the river like split.
Let's look at it. There's a piano, yes? Let's move to piano and music, yes? Piano, yes? And there is an ability to play happy music, and there's an ability to play dramatic, heavy music as well. It's the same piano. Isn't that so?
Yes.
So we are like this piano. There is, let's say, what creates the sound in the piano? What creates the sound?
The notes.
The notes, but the piano cannot play by itself. If it sits here in the room, no sound will come. What happens? That the sound will come from the piano. What there's a need to do?
Yeah, somebody has to play on the piano, has to press the keys on the piano.
Yes. Yes, the piano for itself is piano. It's just zero in a way. It doesn't have any color and it doesn't have moods. Yeah, but you need someone to click, yes, to hit the keys and there's a music or a sound coming. Yes, we are like this piano. Once we are not aware of what is happening all the time. Because if anger rises, words of anger will come. If happiness rises, happy words or expression will come. If there's a calm moment, calm words will come. But we are not the owner of the words. Is it clear? There is, in a way, a great infinite library of words in the attic, in the infinite consciousness. And all the time, words are appearing in the space, like you borrow a book from the library. What happens when you borrow a book in the library? The book, like, is being put on a shelf in the library, like with the rest of the books in the same topic. Once you borrow the book and you open it and the words are coming, they were stored somewhere. But once you open the book, the words are, you read the book, yes, and the words are coming, appearing here in front. Words are being borrowed all the time from the infinite and they appear in the finite. Also humans. Life in here, space and time, is like a borrowed book. It's very simple.
It's not that simple when you're going through it.
It's what? It's not that simple when?
When you're going through it. When someone is going through,
yes,
through those, the negative words.
You don't have to go through the negative words. Of course, it's not nice to read. Let's say there is a weekly portion in the Bible that there's like curses. So they used to all the time write stories about this specific weekly portion that nobody wants to read it. Nobody wants to meet to pronounce those words. So who is going to be the mountain goat that now will rise and speak because they read the Torah in front of the public? So who wants to be this, so to speak, hairy goat that will read those words? Yes? But what non-duality says in this frame? There is no bad and there is no good. There is only emptiness, a background in which everything appears. What we might, define as bad is basically far from the source. Like Vanrib explained it, like Ra is 270. Without a zero is the relation between 2 to 7. It starts with duality, so it's far. It's already starts from 2. It's quite amazing, all of this. When there's a distance, there's a beautiful example about Hector. And he all the time was receiving like parts or characters that they are like devoted, and always he falls in love and he wants to ask the girl's hand from the parents. All the time he was getting those, characters to play, the innocent, the good, the loyal, willing to overcome obstacles and so, for years, because he was captured that he's very good at this. Decades moved and he was offered to play a villain, like a wicked man, in other words. And he says something very interesting. He said it was so much fun to play the villain because he had a range of activities, of acts, of doing that as an innocent, loving, charming student he could not make. So as a villain, as a bad man, just an example, the foil is bigger, the distance is bigger. Just to just express what bad is. It's just far from the source. Far from the source. And he said he finally has so much fun because he can, as a bad, as a villain, as a manager of God knows, those families of crime. He said he finally could play so many moves and so many scenarios he never dreamt that are possible even. Why? Because it's far from the source. So the far from the source, there's multiplicity going. All the time, more people, more scams, more robberies, more drug deals, more weapon deals, more terrorist activities. So the foil, let's say the screen is much, much bigger because it's far from the source. So what is teshuvah, basically? What is teshuvah? Is the answer. The answer. What is the answer? There is no distance. There is no space and time. And all what you call a story is just an illusion. This is the answer. Therefore, the teshuvah has the letters of Shabbat inside. Shin Bet to return. Not that we do something actively, but all the barriers that were created by the illusion are falling. And then we see there is no birth, there is no dance, there is no birth, there is no death, there is no name, there is no story. This is it. This is basically it. So there's nothing to fear from nothing. Because it's an illusion, all of this.
A big joke.
Yes, yes. This is also why Isaac is named Isaac. It's very simple. Here in this life, everything is so serious. I'm the manager. Abraham is just all the time occupied with mathematical expression, astronomical knowledge, and so on. So he knows everything. He weights everything. He calculates everything. He names everything. Even Sefer Yetzirah is related, is reference to him. But when there's so much calculation all the time and weighing the weight, the CPU is occupied all the time. You know, when a computer makes a lot of calculation, it's getting hot. Have you noticed this? If it doesn't have a fan, it can get hot very easily. This is what the brain does. Moach, brain. Moach, the letters, you just replace them. It's cham, just calculating. And Isaac does not come from calculation. And this is the joke of God. You can calculate whatever you want. Stars, mathematics, pull maps, multiply your own seeds. Go with the maid, millions of billions of children. It does not bring you what? Laughter and joy and happiness. So you are a giant computer. What is Abraham? A giant computer. But never happy. And the greatest joke of all, yes, there is possibility to laugh when you're not calculating because it's not in your domain to conceive the possibility of a new world, of a new life, beyond your private knowledge and your dry calculation. The word Avram, his name is from four letters. Before the name is changed to Abraham, his name is Avram. Let's write it here. Aleph, Bet, Resh, Mem. Avram. The first three letters, Abar. Abar is a man that is working with lead. You know what lead is? Lead?
It's a material.
A material, yes. Like blacksmith, there's like...
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's just, yes. So Abar is a man that works with lead. Now, there is a beautiful midrash that says that Nimrod, King Nimrod, threw Abram into the furnace, into the fire, and Abraham was saved. Have you heard this before, this lore?
Yes.
Yes. So tradition has it, and this is how they understand it, like as the divine chosen child of God, and Abraham was miraculously saved by God. Have you heard this before?
Yes, all the time.
All the time. But here is the bare truth. Abar, yes, Abar is a man that works with lead. Yes, like lead there's in a pencil or so. When you throw, there's another second part to the lore that also Haran saw that Abraham is saved and he also jumped into the fire, but he was not. The greatest truth is when you look at lead and you throw it into the fire, it does not burn. It just becomes liquid, change its form. It does not burn. So this is a completely a different reading of the lore, because tradition will say, hey, the chosen child, the miracle, whatever, yes? He took him from the fire. And if you look at the letters, and this is what Sefer Yetzirah is about, when you look at the letters, it's like chemistry. Those are the first units that creates life together. Like water. It's just a structure. Mayim, water, yes, what is it? This is 40, yes? Take yod as 10 and 40 again. Yes, this is 40, 10, 40. It's like chemistry. Look now at the English, how do you say, the chemistry structure. This is H2O. Yes. You see? I don't know how to write it little. Yes. One oxygen and two hydrogen. Isn't that so? It's a structure. You see? H2O, water?
Mm-mm.
Yes. Yep. So if you look at the letters of the name Abram, three of them are bar, it means the man that works with lead. If you throw lead into the fire, it just becomes liquid. It does not burn. So through this lens, yes, there is no miracle here. Lead does not burn, just becomes liquid. Change the form. So there is no miracle here. It's a completely different reading. Abraham is a great calculator. He's a very modern man. Ultra modern. Everything is calculated, dissected. This is also why Philon of Alexandria says that what is fitting him is Hagar, Egyptian princess or Egyptian slave or maid. All the time in Egypt, this is a birth of science and calculation. This is what fits him. This is his level. Isaac, says Philon and others, is not the son of Abram. From calculation, yes? Laughter does not come from calculation. When you laugh from a joke, you calculate it one moment before. Can you predict your laughter, your joy, your happiness when you hear a song, when you see a beautiful bird? Can you calculate it moment before?
Not at all.
You cannot, you see? So Isaac, as expression of joy, happiness, loveliness cannot come, is not an outcome of calculation. Therefore, the divinity says, here this time, next year, and there's a son to Sarah, your wife, a son to Sarah, ben lesara ishtecha, a son to Sarah, your wife, not to you. You are incapable. You are heavy as a lead. Lead is very heavy metal. He's so heavy. He cannot move. Therefore, what do we read in the Bible? 15 times. 15 times we read in the Bible. This is the most mobile figure, so to speak. 15 times Abraham moved and he go and he went. Here's the first time he's hearing the words Lech Lecha. Stop to be so heavy and heavily calculating. You're just calculating and calculating. You become so heavy. 15 times I was counting with the Bible. Yes, 15 times I was trying to write this article. Maybe it will come like this in those beautiful conversations. 15 times the Bible says, Vayelech, and he went vayavo, and he passed through the country. Yes, and lech lecha 15 times. Why? Because he's so heavy. The only thing that can shape him from this heaviness, to shape the dust from this heaviness all the time, is the movement. He's calculating everything, everything. He's so much calculating, and this is it, that in his calculation, what he doesn't see, the birth of Isaac. His calculation, his computer cannot produce not just laughters, unconceivable child. He can't. He sure is an extra. Extra man, wise, excellent mathematician, astrologer, astronomer. He has maps, he's writing everything, calculating everything, but he cannot see. He cannot see the birth of Isaac. He can't. Of course, he doesn't name him. And also what he cannot see, that he is not the father and Isaac is not the son. He can't. In his mind, there is what? Cause and effect, cause and effect, cause and effect, father and son. Also, this is very interesting. The child that comes from his relationship with Hagar, and Sarah gave Hagar as a wife. She gave her maid as a wife. The son that comes from those relations is not really human. The angel speaks to Hagar and says that he shall be like a wild donkey, a wild man, Pere Adam. Pere we translated to wild, but Pere is also a name of a wild donkey. Wild donkey that moves in the prairie. From relations that are coming from bare calculations, what comes is a donkey. Donkey, wild donkey, chamor. Chamor is a donkey, yes, in English, but in Hebrew it has the same letters as meta. Chamor. Chamor is a donkey, but the same letters in a different order, chomer, material. From bare calculation. And Ishmael cannot speak. He's like a donkey. He cannot speak. One word we hear that he says in the Bible, when he tries to kill Isaac with the bow and the arrow, and Sarah asks, what do you do? He says, I'm like having fun, playing mitzachik, like I'm just having fun, I'm just laughing. He cannot speak. He is so dense that he cannot speak. And he is named Ishmael. God shall hear. Why there is, and also Abraham is praying, Lu Ishmael. If only Ishmael could live in front of you or before you, that he shall still live. And why Ishmael? The angel says to Hagar that he will be called Ishmael. Because humans are incapable of hearing Ishmael because he does not speak. So only God can hear the call of, have you heard once the sound of a donkey? When they are looking for water, in the prairie, in the desert, are running wild and they have those sounds. Yes? So, Ishmael, that God shall hear those sounds, not even words, that are coming. Because human cannot understand, because there is no word, he doesn't speak. He is almost mute. And this is what comes, I mean, from bare calculating, from self-interest. There's no spirit in those relations. Pure calculation, he wants an heir. He's counting 10 years since they came to the land of Canaan. There is no descendants. Take the maid. Calculation, there will be some form of life, but spiritless. He's not capable of speaking at all. So therefore, God shall hear, because usually people can hear and understand other people when they use language, but animals, they use all kinds of howling sound, all kinds of like different forms of sounds. He doesn't even speak. This is a very different form of life than to Isaac. He doesn't speak at all, just taking the bow and the arrow and just killing. Isaac is not just this, he is speaking, he's also laughing. And this calculating cannot produce. AI cannot write a poem, cannot write a song, because it works on proximities and calculations all the time. So in this, also this lens, Abraham is very, very super ultra modern man. He using calculatings all the time and proximities. But no joy, no laughter, no song is coming in this way. It's very interesting, very interesting. Questions, Yanis, Abigail?
Yeah, totally a different perspective.
Yes, yes, a totally different perspective, yes.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Yes. So before the, how do you say, all the legends, and because usually how the story is being taught is that our patriarch, our father, and you know, all kinds of qualities, and but look into the units. Yes, like you look at the formula of water. It's lead. It's very heavy. What happens to someone who always calculating to go, not to go to the party, to go, not to go to the party? She will be there, he will, not to go, yes, yes, and no, no, no. And he sits and calculating scenarios. And he sits and he does. It makes him heavy. He cannot move. He cannot mobilize himself to appear in the party. Calculations make us heavy, because it's of a making, is the tree that makes fruit. It's not a fruit tree. Calculating is the tree that makes fruit. It's not fruit tree. It's not esprit. Esprit is a poem, is a sketch that comes like that. But calculating, what is AI?
A lot of calculation.
Yes.
It's very, so just scary. Let life stream, as like tend the garden.
Yes, tend the garden. This is why Oved, I mean, Ruth, son, yes, was named by the neighbors, Oved. It's just working. Whatever comes, he can stand in there, how do you say, work in a supermarket. It doesn't matter. Let life move through you, whether you sorting oranges in the supermarket, washing, watering the garden, babysitting. It doesn't matter. Let life stream through you. Don't think that you are the owner of life, that you are the owner of the house. This is a very, very weird distortion that comes to someone that he thinks or she thinks that he is the owner of the mansion, the house, the palace, the horses and the cars and the airplanes. And it's just fermented brain, you know. Nothing can come in. There's no spirit. There's no wind. There's like overcalculating, heating, heaviness. Always calculating the odds, always occupied. It makes someone very, very heavy, because before he moves, he wants to have the guarantees, to be guaranteed that he will have some kind of profit. And this is what Abraham says. How do I know that I will inherit the land of Canaan? Give me guarantee. Why shall I believe you? Grant me. There is no innocent. And God says, go in front of me before and be innocent. He's just incapable of being innocent. He's the most not innocent man in the world. Calculating, want to capture everything. If you have the right dogma, if you have the right model, you are the owner. It's a basically completely different reading from the traditional. There's a beautiful song in just two more words in Ladino. Yes, it's from the Middle Ages. Yes, in Ladino is like Latin and Hebrew together. And this Avram Avinu, Abram our father, Padre Querido, like dear father, and so on. Bendicho, like, you know, and dear, and but this is just a making of. This is what has become during the generation as a suit, mythical and so. But it's quite interesting. I don't know how many people are willing to look at it. So, Yanis, Abigail, are there any questions that you would like to ask?
No, today I think many things is a different perspective altogether about Abraham.
yes. I hope, yes. And even if it doesn't come in a writing, you're so, how do you say, I'm so happy that you're here, that we could share this perspective.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. Thank you so much. Really
beautiful. Thank you
so much. So, dear Abigail and dear Yanis, we wish you a very excellent week and good week. Yes, and hope to see you as soon as possible. And if you have questions, type them on Discord and we shall try to answer them in an article or by voice. Toda rabba, shalom shalom, and happy good week to all. And happy new year. It's coming soon, no? The new year is coming soon. 2026.
Yes, to you.
Shana Tova, an excellent year. See you soon.
Yeah.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. For more information, articles, videos, and interactive classes, please visit hebrew.learnoutlive.com or join our YouTube channel. Shalom v'chol tov.